Blog Talk Radio.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wiehunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wiehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wiehunt the Barbarian.
America and the Ukraine, for that matter. As I say on the radio each week, we are a world at war. And tonight, the theme is Putin invades Ukraine. Epic episode 91 of the infamous and rogue and legendary Von Wiehunt Show. We're at your service, America. We will leave no stone unturned in our quest for a better nation. Your host, Von Wiehunt, is a force of nature, a force to be reckoned with. We are the cavalry, my radio audience, and we are coming to the rescue. We know deep down that the nation is very sick and needs our help. And we are the doctors. They say that talk radio challenges the current power structure in America and around the world, as we do speak truth to power. The Barbarian Von Wiehunt, I'm glad to be with you tonight as always. Freedom fighters of Ukraine, this is your moment to shine. Deceive your enemy, and may you run like the wind. Your nation has been invaded. Your people have been killed. Behind every blade of grass, never forget. Ambush them all. Make them pay. You've lost loved ones tonight. We want no more brother wars, yet the Soviet-Russian bear persists in taking you over. The battle images from Ukraine are just amazing tonight. Buildings have exploded. Children have been shard to death. Thousands have already been killed. Don't believe the media. There's supposedly plane loads of Russian paratroopers going to be dropped into Kiev tonight to seize the capital. In the morning, the land invasion will more than likely commence with Russian infantry after more than likely a morning bombardment to wake you up with at about 5 o'clock in the morning. This is the world that we live in. The patron saint of the Von Wiehunt Show is St. Michael the Archangel. May our swords be sharp in the coming battles that lay ahead. Putin has threatened the West, threatened America, threatened his brothers all over the world. Well, tonight, we have a prayer for the nation. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl through the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. And while the Ukraine is on fire and being invaded, it sounds a lot like this in Eastern Europa tonight. Yes, Trump has been gone for 13 months. The international world order is already shaking and trembling in terror and is already at risk. Word has leaked out that when Putin rolls into Ukraine, that China has already sent warships into the Taiwan Straits. Right now, from my deep sources, Ukraine is a valid area for Putin to go in because he feels it is part of mighty Russia. But at the same point, Ukraine is also a prime distraction. China goes to Taiwan to seize that island nation. It will be a two-front war. And in that war game scenario, it seems that the communists are making their move on the world chessboard. This is what's going on right now. Well, more breaking news. Male citizens of Ukraine between the ages of 18 and 60 are now soldiers in the Ukrainian army or militia. They are prohibited from leaving the country. Ukrainian news service states that saboteurs have entered Kiev and urges residents of the city to abide by the curfew. The largest-scale bombardment of Kiev is deemed imminent. It is said will resemble the bombardments of European capitals during World War II. It's also been reported that assassins are inside Kiev to kill the Ukrainian president, as they are out to kill him. As Putin's shock and awe campaign on Ukraine now unfolds, it is the dark days of Europe. And Putin has already declared that he will decapitate the leaders of Ukraine. Putin wants to take them out and put in his own puppet regime. He will then turn his attention to the Baltic states, in my view, and possibly even Poland. It looks like the powers that be want Europa to explode into war again, starting with the Ukraine. The people don't want another brother war in Europe at all. The people may very well explode into violence, but it will not be what they think are what they have planned for them. Hail for victory for our people all over the world. We can blame Biden for the Ukrainian war. In all actuality, he set up the shell game, and Biden desperately needs a war to distract America's attention from his terrible losses in economy here at home. War is the ultimate bait and switch in political terms. Never forget that. Biden never gave Russia their security guarantees. Biden insisted that Russia remain vulnerable. America insisted that our missiles beyond the inches away from the border of mighty Russia. This is part and parcel of why if you push an animal into a corner, it becomes dangerous and it will strike. Putin was that dangerous animal pushed into a corner, an unsecure corner. He wants Ukraine as a buffer. Most Americans don't know that Ukraine's a very large landmass. And has served as a large defensive buffer for Russia for many decades. No more brother wars, my friend. But I believe this war in the Ukraine will not, I repeat, not be short-lived. The diplomats will not win. The die has been cast. We've been warning the world about this for years on my show. I hope that the war in the Ukraine can be averted, as we talked about in past shows. We always pray that cooler heads will prevail, but the cards don't look good in this international game. I've told you before, Putin plays 5D chess while Biden plays Chinese checkers at best. And at the same time, Biden's family is probably blackmailed. At the same time, America and Biden care far more about the Ukrainian border than the Mexican border on our southern flank. This is an America First show, not a Ukrainian first show. Biden's proxy army of military age males continues to pour into our country unabated. Prepare, you must. I live in the mountains of Arizona, and I can tell you that this entire state is an arsenal of freedom. Again, to the State Department, Biden, the Ukrainian border is good. It's sacred. It must be protected at all costs, while the Mexican border is bad. It should be left wide open. Let the third world pour into America. Well, many Americans believe that if you just play the game and keep your mouth shut, keep your head down, the communism will not ever come to America. And that's wrong. They stole our election. They forced the death jab into millions of Americans. They muzzled our children at school, masked them, made many of them sick, forced our elderly to die alone. That's the prelude to communism right there. We're so glad you're here tonight. This is going to be a big show tonight. This is Pyro Radio at its best, America. Cult radio like no others. I broadcast from my mountain stronghold in Arizona, from my secret underground lair. We're glad you're here. We will have a lot of calls tonight. You can dial in at 563-999-3437 after the monologue. We will take your calls, be succinct, be to the point, and we'll love to talk to you. Now, don't forget, next Tuesday is the first Tuesday of the month, being March 1st, and it's the next episode of The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy. It's our fun show next Tuesday night, and Thursday again will be our regular hard-hitting political talk radio show. They told you, meanwhile, America, the southern border with Mexico remains wide open. To Biden, the Ukrainian border, again, should be protected. Our government loves to focus on things that are not American, things that are overseas. They don't give a rat's ass or a damn about our own border. Well, that clearly sums up America's foreign policy. In only a few words, and why America continues to be invaded no matter who is elected, no matter what happens in the world, as that is their prime UN agenda. Over and over we see this. Unbelievable. It's now time for a promo.
Von Wehunt speaks truth to power. Von Wehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. No excuses for putting America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian. Thursday at 8 p.m. The Von Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian. Thursday at 8 p.m.
This is America. This is our land, our country, our rules and values. Here, God is king. We are not interested in Democrat Biden, the UN agenda, or EU directives by Klaus Schwab, or any kind of immigration quotas. These are not our wars, not our plans. Klaus Schwab and the UN is not our real culture. The big federal government is not our real faith. The people coming into the country right now in the third world are not our people or our immigrants. They are the immigrants of the elite in Washington, D.C., the district of criminals. America will not need or shouldn't feed, really, any freeloaders, foreigners who are here country shopping for a handout, while America's own citizens and veterans are starving in our streets. We have no intention of making compromises where none are required. We are the living church of the mighty Cristo. We constitute the fighting church. This radio show is church each week. We will fight to the end. And when the time comes in defense of ourselves, our neighborhoods, our friends and family, and our faith, I say whatever may come, our shield is our holy faith and our very powerful weapon against all of this globalism, cabal, cartel, corruption, as America is beyond Weimar America. Our very powerful weapon, my friends, is nationalism. It's the only thing that will save us, not buying in to the globalist agenda. Now, the war in Ukraine, as I told you before, you can blame Biden for a lot of that. Setting that up, pushing Putin in a corner. Yes, Putin planned the war for months. Like any country, there are always war games and plans. They are not implemented or triggered for no reason at all. Well, while that's going on, we have the COVID scare. Bill Gates this week said that a new variant will be coming out They want to get you sick, America. Here's how it is. The pandemic was to force you to get the vaccine. The vaccine, quote unquote, is to force you to get, ultimately, the vaccine passport. The passport is to force you to get into the Chinese / American social credit score system. The social credit score is to force you to obey the government at all costs. The government can then dictate to you and deny you food, medicine, access to housing, work, airplane travel, and even health care, even your vehicle, even shopping. It is said that the second beast required all people, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their forehead, so that no one could buy or sell unless he had the mark of the beast, the name of the beast, or the number of its name. It's past week two, to the prelude to war in the Ukraine. It's a lot of internet postings of World War II and the prelude to war there. I would say this. Both sides of war in World War II committed war crimes. But the victors always write the history and spend the rest of their lives demonizing their enemies. Just know that for a fact. Upon a further examination of World War II, you will learn much more than the watered-down version of history we see on TV, film, and Hollywood. We had some lively discussion last week on the Q political fantasies spoken by people we call Q-tards, which still rage out there in radio land, don't they? They are not rooted in the facts of the ground or reality. We talked about the Q diversion tactics of the MAGA crowd all the time on my radio show, to be continued as well. In my view, Q is just controlled opposition. Q has a very poor track record. Everything Q has said has not come to pass. A lot of it's BS. There was even a mention of Q last week when they said Supreme Court Justice Sotomayor has been arrested and sent to Gitmo to a military tribunal. I think these people wake up and make up stuff and see what's going to stick to the board, literally. It's amazing what's going on. Now, in regards to Putin invading Ukraine, as our show theme tonight, I thought you'd like to hear from some comments from folks that listen to the show and are out there in radio land. One man said this: good for Putin. He walked in like a man, took what he needed for his nation, and he'll walk away the owner of the Ukraine. America has never had a president like that, as we are a disgrace to the world. It is still not an invasion, this guy says, when the two areas he is going over signed the treaty with them a few days ago, in many ways. Another man, a fan of the show, said this: did you hear that Putin passed anti-Semitism laws in Russia a few days ago? Seems he's just doing his pre-planned New World Order war games to kill off more Christians and Europeans in the Ukraine. He goes on to say, I support nationalists in Ukraine who know what the communists did to them in World War II. And Russian nationalists are very wary of Putin's oligarch handlers and who fund him. It would be very sad if this conflict actually happens, but that has now come to pass. Very true comments there. Interesting The oligarchs are the key to Putin. Can really get Putin's attention. Sanctions will do nothing. Sanctions are a joke. Putin does not care about your sanctions. But the oligarchs in mighty Russia own property all over the world. And if you were to freeze their property, they have a lot of condos in Miami and mansions on the East Coast, and throughout America, and throughout the world. I think one oligarch in Russia owns 20 American properties. If you were to cut off access to all those properties, their vacation homes, the homes they party in, surround them with guards or American troops, that would probably do far more than any sanctions from the Biden regime. It'll really get the attention of Vladimir Putin when his oligarchs fly back to Russia, drunk on vodka and yelling at him about the Ukrainian incursion. They couldn't get into their DACA or their vacation home to see their mistress. That would get their attention. If you want to get Putin, the key are the oligarchs, not sanctions. Well, we've got a great show for you tonight, folks. But we're going to bring up here briefly the January 6th fiasco, 2021. It's clear and very obvious to all that the Biden regime is really an anti-white regime, because we saw the BLM terrorists a year or so back were released with no charges as they burned, looted, and murdered their way across the country along with Antifa. But yet the January 6th MAGA Trump crowd, still in solitary confinement, the one prisoner who was released named Jenna Ryan from Texas, the real estate agent mentioned that she didn't see daylight for weeks in that jail. Can you imagine that? Unbelievable. Well, imagine marching into the heart of Tehran, Iran, and demanding concessions for your people. They'd laugh at you, right? And they would have their hired mercenaries trample you. Well, that to me is what the protests in D.C. and Ottawa, Canada really are. These are enemy strongholds. They are occupied territory. They don't belong to you anymore. As I've told you, they're hostile work environments, hostile territory. Say you went into the capital of North Korea and you're a North Korean, they would trample you. These capitals are not your land. They're not friendly territory. The way they're waging the war is to attack you when you come to Ottawa or Washington, D.C., or any Western capital for that matter. And one could easily make the argument, and make no mistake about it, you're in a damn war, whether you like it or not. Seems to be that way. Many of the police in Canada at these demonstrations have no badges. Up in Ottawa, they had no name tags last week. They're still walking around, they're masked. They do not give out their name. Many of them cannot speak English. These are not all Canadians. Many are foreign invaders sent to Canada because it's under siege by the truckers. Build back better starts in Canada with martial law is their credo. That is what's going on. Now, we have truckers in America that are on their way to D.C. we'll see what happens there. The truckers are on the way, and it should be very interesting to see what happens. They'll be cheered along the way, which you know is going to royally piss off Biden. And it's just going to be interesting to see the fallout of all that and to see what happens. But they left L.A. a day or so ago, and they are on the way to Washington, D.C. Can you believe it? Unreal. It's going to be very, very interesting to see what happens when they get to the outskirts of Washington, D.C., my friends. Can you imagine Biden's face? Now, they claim they're going to go around the Capitol and choke it off. We'll see what happens there. But it's just going to be an amazing time, an amazing journey. And I just told people before, you know, if you're in the D.C. area, you better stock up on food, water, and things that you need. Because when those guys come in, they might have a blockade of D.C. We don't know yet. But they mean business. I saw them leave L.A., I believe it was either yesterday or the night before last. And there's a lot of trucks on this convoy. My God. Now, if you're Nancy Pelosi, you're freaking out. They've already put up barbed wire on the grounds. They've already put up their guard troops. They are ready for anything. And my God, it's going to be an incredible sight when they roll into town. Just can't get over that. Well, folks, we're so glad you're here tonight. Big show. We're going to have a lot of calls. Again, you can dial 563-999-3437. You're at the Von Wien Show, the destiny of talk radio. We're so glad you're here tonight. We'll start the show.
Verstand, die Schwinden. Du siehst die Welt nur noch in Dunkel. an deinen Händen. Reich mir die Hand, unsere Welt wird brennen. Wer Zweifel und die Angst werden im Feuer untergehen. Reich mir die Hand, unsere Welt soll brennen. Das Schuld und unser Blut in alle Ewigkeit ein. Reich mir die Hand, unsere Welt wird brennen. Reich mir die Hand, unsere Welt soll brennen. Reich mir die Hand, unser Schuld und unser Blut in alle Ewigkeit ein.
Yes. Good evening to the underground in America. We're so glad you're here tonight. Let's get right to the phones to the gunslinger in Texas. Gunslinger, how are you doing tonight, sir?
I got in the house and I had to make a run for the bathroom.
You know what they say, George? You know what they say? They're always in the last place you looked. Now, where was the last place you looked?
I see them. They're on the other side of the living room. Oh, I'll go get them in a minute. I'll sneak away from the desk just long enough to get my glasses. I'm not going to do that just yet. Not right now. I can do without them for the moment. I mean, I can see without them. See, that's the nice thing about it. Whenever I can't find my glasses, I can still see without them. Unfortunately, I had to add them to my driver's license a while back because reading the street signs and being able to see the highway signs without my glasses, unless I get right on top of them, is blurry. And if I'm driving a car and I'm looking for
one particular exit.
Boy, those glasses come in handy. If I ain't wearing them, and I see the exit sign too late, I got to get off at the next exit and double back. That's a pain in the ass.
Gunslinger.
That's a pain in the ass.
Actually, George, I'm looking at the ingredients for regular Dr. Pepper. And it does have aspartame in it.
What, regular?
Regular. It says, I'm looking at carbonated water, sugar color, caramel, whatever, phosphoric acid, free preservative, potassium sorbate, flavorings including caffeine, sweeteners, and inside, like, ellipses or whatever, aspartame,
yep.
And acis.
But aspartame has always been an ingredient.
It's kind of interesting.
They probably started adding it. I don't know when they did. I have no idea. Hell, remember when Coca-Cola first came out, actually had cocaine in it.
Yeah,
you hear your voice, but you can't hear us.
Like, what?
Yeah, no shit. No shit. And you see, if you go to the restaurants, you see all these little yellow packets of Spartica and whatever the sweeteners are. That's got aspartame in it, I think.
Yeah, the artificial sweeteners I use in my when I drink coffee.
Yep. Like I said, I don't have no proof. I'm not a doctor. But after I've done the research on that aspartame stuff, I'm convinced now that it killed my sister. And she's only 49 years old. Okay, she had headaches, and that probably attributed to that they was going to her. She just got married maybe 3 months prior to that, and her husband was a truck driver, and they was going down to Houston on a truck on a run down there, and I dropped them off that night at the truck yard up here in Dallas, and they made it down here around Christian, and her husband called and said, I had to take, you know, sister to the hospital.
So listen in on guns.
LeBec didn't make it to Fairflight. Fairflight whirled up, ready to fly her back to Parkland in Dallas.
This was didn't classic.
So I'm convinced that aspartame killed her because of the symptoms and everything. What's in aspartame and what it does. It affects people differently, no doubt, no doubt. But some it kills. Just like the vax. Some it kills, some it don't.
Yep.
All right, well, I just got my glasses, but I had to untangle the headphones from my from one of the wheels on my desk chair. How it got tangled into there, I don't know, but I'm just glad it didn't break the wire.
You know, here's how bad things are, George. We got a guy in our office who barely knows when he shits himself. See, when he went, just look at his face when he was visiting with the Pope. Think about it. The Pope knew, the translator knew. I don't know if he knew this, though.
I'm looking at the ingredients on Dr. Pepper right now. It says carbonated water, high fructose corn syrup, caramel color, phosphoric acid, natural and artificial flavors, sodium, benzoate, which is a preservative, caffeine. But it doesn't say anything about it. It doesn't have aspartame in it.
Well, that's what it said. It said, I'm looking right at it. I Googled it, and it's like sweeteners and then, I guess, ellipses or whatever they call these things. It says aspartame and acesulfamine, whatever the hell that thing is, right? But anyway,
I'll tell you what. I can get my stupid camera to function here. Come on, fingers, work with me here. There we go. All right, flip over. Thank you. Okay. I just took a picture with my camera phone of the label. Okay. The Dr. Pepper bottle that I have here. Now, see here.
Well, folks, we've been listening to a little bit of Gunslinger there. I guess he had us on a call, and he didn't know that we were there. Pretty funny, actually. I could hear EMP, who's another caller on the show. And the other guy, I think he's called the show before, too. So we heard some, I don't think Gunslinger knew he was on the Von Wehen show. But when he calls back, when we get him on later on in the show, we're definitely going to kid him about this one. The truckers are on the way to D.C. Folks, get an adult beverage. We will come back after this brief message and take some more calls. Have a good night. It's Jerry Reed, Eastbound and Down, baby.
Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound just like old Bandit Run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go, and a short time to
American Trucker Convoy on the way to D.C. We'll try one more time for the gunslinger. Maybe he's off his three-way call there.
Yeah.
Gun Boomer, are you there?
But if that's what they're saying, if that's what's on the,
hang on,
that's what's on the labels of high fructose corn syrup.
This is Pyro Radio.
Yeah.
You never know what's going to happen, folks.
Wow. Can you hear me? Hello, hello, hello.
Gunslinger, are you there?
Hello, can you hear me? Hello?
Yes. We can hear you.
Okay. We can hear you.
Are you there?
Oh, I didn't even know the thing was even...
Are you there?
Yeah, can you... Yeah. Huh, that's weird.
We got
you. I didn't even know it was queued in. Wow. I think I got a ghost in my laptop. Jeez.
Were you talking to EMP?
I guess so. Darn laptop.
How did he... Okay, you guys were having like a little chat. Cool, man. Well,
yeah,
we heard you talking about Dr. Pepper and aspartame.
Yeah. Oh, hell, I guess it was. Well, it's the audio center here. I got the laptop, and I got two other computers running, so, yeah. We got
you were wired, man. You were wired. I love it. It's Pyro Radio. We cut into your chat.
Yeah.
We were listening to you live on the radio.
Oh, my God. Big brother at work. Jeez.
Big brother, yeah, the NSA, man. The Von Wien show has tentacles in the electronic world like you would not believe. We cut into your chat room, heard you guys chit-chatting for a while. It was all kosher, quote-unquote.
Yeah.
All really good stuff. So what other topics were you guys talking about tonight?
Well, we did brought up the subject of aspartame there because, you know, it when somebody was in the chat there was talking about Diet Dr. Pepper and all that stuff, and I chimed in there and says, you know, I thoroughly believe that's what killed my sister at 49 years of age is
right.
Aspartame. It's a very deadly poison, in my opinion, okay? And my
yes.
sister drank it like it was water, okay, unfortunately. Now, I didn't know anything about it back then, so I had no idea. But
yes,
she had a massive heart attack, and I think
sorry to hear that, man.
And cause of that, they was going down there near Corsicana. You probably know where Corsicana, Texas is. On a, her husband was a
yes, they do.
Took her to the hospital because of a headache, and they had CareFlight on the helipad, you know, ready to take her back to Parkland in Dallas. Didn't make it. I had no proof of it.
When did all this go down?
Oh, it's
when
been,
was all this?
She passed away. This was in 97. She passed away. In
okay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, real sad. Who was the other guy you were talking to?
I was another BTR host on Blog Talk Radio here, another host on BTR.
I thought I heard his voice before. Cool, man. What's his name?
It's Firefox News Online. It's hosted by...
Yeah, yeah, I've heard of them.
Out of New York, yeah.
Nice. Nice.
Not the
yeah, got to get York, all kinds of intel, man.
Oh, yeah.
Is his show pretty good?
Yeah, it fits pretty good. We have talks, and he's on for 3 hours, usually about 3 hours, 3.5 hours.
Is he also on Thursday nights?
He's on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays for the winter schedule.
Okay. Very, very cool.
Found him on Mixler, too, that other broadcasting app, I guess. Mixler.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, it's a big radio talk show universe, man. And I listen to many hosts myself, and they're all – they each contribute something, each kind of interesting. So what are his main themes?
Well, we talk about all, politics like we talk about here, how the world is going to hell in a handbasket. I mean, we cover anything from electrical to politics to world affairs to guns. Well, we like to talk about guns, So
hell yeah.
I've been calling on that show for I'm going to say probably a little over 12 and a half years.
Oh, he's been on the air for 12 and a half years. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, I think he was on the show. He was on the air for 13, and I've been calling in for about 12 and a half years, yeah.
Oh, that's great. Does he have a lot of callers from around the country?
Yeah, we got the kind of the regular panel. Yeah, so a lot of it is in archive. Right now it's live, it's a live show. But yeah, he's probably got a pretty good show base there on BTR and on Mixler combined,
Nice, man. Very, very cool. Well, yeah, if you say the world's going to hell in a handbasket, you're right. Can you say Ukraine? it's not a laughing matter, but we were talking about this, and I told everybody that Putin's going to go extract every ounce of propaganda that he can with all his maneuverings before the invasion. And he more or less made the calculation that Biden's not going to do anything for Russia's security. He's like a dangerous caged animal and decided to strike first. So what's your take on it?
Yeah, it wasn't really a surprise. I think we all kind of figured that one day Russia's going to try to take back Ukraine, okay? Because it was part of Ukraine at one time, okay? So
yeah.
I guess Putin there got a little greedy, I guess. So, but, everybody's threatening everybody, and, now they're saying, they're going to threaten with nuclear bombs and all this stuff. How stupid can you get, okay? That's what the Cold War between Russia and the United States were over, was, who's going to press that thermonuclear bomb button. But at least the smart heads prevailed, because they would know that if anyone, us or them, would have touched that or pushed that button, it'd be thermonuclear global war, okay? Ain't no survivors.
That's right.
You ever watch that show War Games?
Yes.
So, and what did the computer say at the end of the movie? It's best not to play this game. Boy,
that's right.
Powerful words come from the computer. So I don't know what they're going to do over there. It's going to be an interesting situation as the days progress, but I can't wait to see what Comrade Biden's going to say on the address to the nation, if he even is able to speak through it. I doubt, because he'll probably mumble and jumble.
Well, Biden spoke earlier today. Yeah, Biden spoke earlier today to the nation, and it was really a creepy Biden address. he mentioned, of course, you know, Putin invading the Ukraine. And then Gunslinger, he, you know, when the press corps were, you know, they were, of course, asking him tons of questions, he kind of smiled. It was really a real creepy smile. He was smiling about a war in Ukraine, and either he was a goofy old man that liked the attention of the press, they were all fighting to ask him questions, or there's more going on here than what we know. Just really a creepy smile that I noticed. It's pretty obvious. But he didn't take many questions, and he shut down the press corps and he left the podium. So it was a pretty short-lived press conference by our so-called commander-in-chief, which is very pathetic, you know?
Well, you know, as he's going to shut down the questions because he can't answer them, okay?
He
don't even know where he is half the freaking time. So how is he going to answer directed questions in this type of situation? He can't, okay? And I guarantee you this, and whether you want to love him or hate him, if Trump was still in the office, we wouldn't be doing this. They wouldn't have done what they
That's
did.
Right.
Putin wouldn't have done that. As long as Trump would have been in office, because Trump is the ace in the hole, I guess you want to call it, okay? But when Putin, as a big leader of Russia, okay, the former Soviet, you know, and all that stuff, when he sees Biden over here, he laughs. I bet you Putin is laughing at Biden. So he laughs at him every day. Every time that fool, that clown,
oh, he does.
Biden comes, you know, he's just drinking vodka or whatever and just laughing his ass off. Okay. Because Biden is not a leader, okay? He's a sheep, and a bad one at that, too, okay? Unlike Trump, he's a leader. He stands up to him and says, you ain't doing that, okay? But Biden will just bow down and kiss their ass, okay? So proof is in the pudding, as the old saying goes, you know? Go ahead.
That's right, man. Well, Gunster, have a great night. We'll talk to you again soon, my friend, and keep the faith out there. And tell your fellow Texans to get ready for Vladimir Putin's Russian invasion. He's not going to stop at Ukraine, you know. He may set his eyes on the great Republic of Texas. God forbid. If he does,
definitely.
We will cut him down, my friend. Cut him down. Take care, amigo. Thank you, sir.
All right, lock and load. Lock and load.
You know it. Lock and load. Well, when you call a show, we have a lot of people that call, and we love it. New callers always get first in line. But don't be this guy when you're calling the show.
Hey, I was trying to get through on your caller line there, man. You know, this is the dude, man. And just talking about, you know, current events, man. You know what's going on? Our governors, man, the mayors want us to be couch potatoes, you know, because of the virus, man. I understand that, man. You know, so I just sit out there and smoke a J, you know, and try and be mellow. You know, people have lives and jobs and careers, but you can think of me as Agent Zero from the SOFA Security Administration, man. Yeah, Agent Zero, man. I come without war or violence, you know, like Antifa, man. We don't need no violence or war. You know, peace, man. You know, peace, love, dove, man.
Vaughn is on. So join him on the radio airwaves as he broadcasts on internet radio. It's exploding. It is the Vaughn Wehunt Show, and he's on Thursday nights from 8 to 10 p.m. The mission is to be there without excuse. We'll see you there.
Damn right. Well, the Democrat leftist mass media in America and the establishment news is upset that people don't like them after they've spent years deceiving the people and working against the best interests of the country. Well, that's just too damn bad now, isn't it? And isn't it true, America? The Rhino Senator Mitch McConnell does not spend his days fighting Biden and the Democrats. Instead, he spends his time plotting against you, the MAGA crowd, and Trump. That's because Mitch is part of the Uniparty in Washington, D.C., that is bought and paid for by communist China. And with that, let's get to Paul the Gladiator from his compound in northern El Phoenix. How are you doing, sir?
Oh, muy bueno in El Norte Phoenix, eh?
Muy bueno. Mucho gusto, Señor Gladiator. Mucho gusto. La Raza,
when the Russians,
as they come over the border,
when the,
right?
Yeah, when
demanding
the
their land back. They demand it. God.
Yeah, I'm speaking.
But we have a lot to talk about tonight. Go ahead,
yeah,
man.
I said I was gonna speak Spanish when the Russians come. Then they'll leave me alone.
We're all going to don sombreros and say we're landscapers, and they'll drive right past us in their armored personnel carriers.
That's right.
Damn right. We're going to blend in like guerrilla fighters. Damn right.
Yeah.
Well, I know we talked a few nights ago, and I wanted to bring up, you know, I had a great conversation on the Biden double and the black VP for Trump. Let's start with the Biden double. I want to get into that. You had some interesting points of view there, and I'll chime in too, among anything else you want to talk about.
Yeah, we'll do the Biden double, then we'll do Trump's running mate, and then we'll do NATO and why Vladimir Putin invaded Ukraine last night, okay?
Yes.
So the Biden double deal, right? So we've been talking about, like, the guy that was trying to jog down this runway to accept the presidency in Dover, Delaware, you know, and it was kind of like this fake walk trot, like he could not move his body, and none of those body functions resembled the Vice President Joe Biden, the previous Senator Joe Biden, and it was kind of weird, right? Like, we're all looking at this guy like, wait a minute. Like, what is that? It's kind of weird. And then you and I were talking about how Mrs. Biden, Jill Biden, and when Joe Biden and Jill Biden are together, that we don't see them acting like a married couple that's supposedly
yes.
been married for 40 years, where they're arm in arm, body to body, kiss, kiss. Like, you know, like Obama and his transgender wife used to always do, right? And that's another story for another show. But
right.
You don't ever see Jill and Joe peck kissing on the cheek, none of that. We see a guy who has a head of hair. I mean, not for nothing, but this guy's got a head of hair. It's just white as ghost, right?
Yes.
But Joe Biden, if you look at Joe Biden in the 90s and the 2000s, even when he was vice president, he had a little bit of hair around the very back of his neck, and then he had these wispy horsetail hairs over the top of his head from one side to the other.
Yes.
And this guy's hair does not even resemble that in any way, shape, or form, okay? Number two, if you look at photos from the 90s and the 2000 earlys, even into the vice presidency, you'll see a different shaped earlobe. Instead of going into the neck, it curled up. So we were talking about, you know, you can't change your physiology, and you wouldn't have plastic surgery to put your earlobe into your neck as one piece.
Right.
From a curled loop, right? I mean, you just wouldn't do it. And you either have a loop earlobe or you have a earlobe that sinks down into your neck. It's one of the two. There's really no middle ground, okay? So,
right.
You know, there was this story online about a body double. And then if anybody really – there's not a lot of freaks like me as far as, like, I'll go to page 1,417 on Google – to get information, right? Like the way I found the SM-102, Cayman Chemical, all the HGB chemicals in that that went into this quote-unquote back shot that was given for free to Moderna and Pfizer and AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson. That's going into your bodies, everybody, if you're getting a shot. Because you don't get a vaccine for the flu. You already know you can't vaccinate the flu. You're getting a shot, okay? So I went down the rabbit hole into Joe Biden's health. And there were lots of reports. This guy has had two heart attacks and an aneurysm of the brain, everybody. Two heart attacks and an aneurysm of the brain. No wonder
wow.
he can't take questions because he can't think
right.
straight. Now, here's the thing. He didn't take many questions as a vice president. He didn't take any questions from the media. But that's not because of the two heart attacks and the aneurysm. That's because this guy is the body double. Think about this. We didn't see Joe Biden from the beginning of the pandemic in January, February of 2020 until April, May of 2020 in his basement online on the internet. He vanished for 4 months. Vanished. He was gone.
Yes,
the first
that's
time
right.
he resurrected was when he told the black man, if you don't vote for me, you're not black. And he was in the basement
right.
of his house on the We lost the guy for 4 months. Where did he go? Where was he? And all of a sudden, you lose a guy for that length of time, and then a guy shows up, and who was that guy? Like, I started
mm-hmm.
looking at the hair. I started looking at the profile. I was like, wait a minute. The eyes are like these little tiny beady eyes. He didn't have little tiny beady eyes in the 90s and the early 2000s. Take a look at all the videos of him being a senator on the Senate floor. You do not see tiny beady eyes. He had big round eyes. The guy that's up in front doing these little, you know, two-minute blurbs on we're going to financially sanction Russia – which amounts to, you know, mosquitoes, like you said, mosquitoes on the butt. But this guy has little beady eyes and earlobes that sink into his neck and a full head of hair is just white as ghost. That's not Joe Biden of any physical recollection that I looked up in the 90s, the 2000s, and even the early part of 2010 and on when he was vice president as well. Not the same guy. Go look. Go do the research. Don't take what I'm saying and say bullshit. Go do some research. Go find out that the guy had two heart attacks and an aneurysm. You think that guy survived? I don't think that guy's alive. Not at 80 years old. I don't know.
A lot of people say that. People say Biden died last year, and we are seeing a body double now. A lot
you know?
Of people are saying that. Right, right. That's why things have been so weird, you know?
Really
big
weird.
Big cover-up made.
Well, you never see him unless he's doing a press conference without taking questions. He's never in a room. He's never with others. And this woman does not kiss him like he's her husband. I mean,
right.
This is not normalcy. Right? All right, so that's that one, right? Now we were talking about we know Trump's going to get the nomination. I mean, it's a foregone conclusion, right?
Yeah, hold that thought. I just want to chime in with one thing about the body double. That's been all over the internet, and folks, you can look at photographs of Biden, like Paul's saying, from, you know, a few years back to now, and compare them yourself. Do your own research. There's some real eerie photographs that are out there. And let's not forget, which I wanted to chime in with, is the Katy Perry movie studios in Georgia, where she has a replica of the White House. And also, many of so-called President Biden's press conferences, they tried to replicate what the Oval Office would look like, and they made a lot of faux pas, a lot of mistakes in that. Like, for example, one of the best ones was they have this fake shrubbery in the window, and if you're in the Oval Office looking out the real window of the real Oval Office, that tree and shrubbery is not there. So there's a lot of strange things going on. Also, a lot of weird chopper flights from D.C. to that studio in Georgia. There's also a replica across, well, near the White House, they say, for it also was made to look like the Oval Office. So it's right down the street from the real White House. Go figure. Go ahead, Paul. Yeah,
it's Tyler Perry's Atlanta, Hollywood is where that's located. Right. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, so, but there is also one in Washington, D.C., down the street from the real White House, some top secret facility that looks just like the Oval Office. And that's where all the Cutard stuff came out, where they said that Joe Biden, because he was installed, cannot go in the real Oval Office legally. And he was using this building down the street to present himself as the president to the American people. Yada, yada, who knows, but interesting conjecture nevertheless.
Yeah, but think about it as well as if it is a body double imposter, then they really can't go in.
That's right.
So it's even, that's like double indemnity there. You can, if it was him, he can't, but if it's not him, he really can't. I mean, that non-person can really not go in. That was like the first discussion. Then, you know, we were talking about chess and 3D chess and the politics at the landscape.
Yes.
And, you know, and again, like Gunslinger said, whether you like Trump or don't like Trump, it really doesn't matter. Here's the point. Yes. Everybody said, you got to remember, everybody said if Trump gets elected, we'll be in 19 wars. He'll start a war with Russia. He'll start a war with North Korea. He'll start a war with China, right? It was a foregone conclusion. Not only did not get any wars, we did not get in any wars, number one. Number two, he blasted the two worst terrorists that killed more American soldiers off the face of planet Earth. Once they got out of their home country, he blasted them dead. That's number two. Number three, he got together with Putin. He got together with Kim. He got together with the president of China. And although he put massive sanctions on all three countries, they all shook his hand. They sat down next to him, and they cowered to the guy. That's right. Then the Democrats turned around and said, well, Russia got him elected, North Korea got him elected, China got him elected. It's all a conspiracy. Yeah. Why? Because he's respected? Okay, I don't care if you like him or not. You got to agree, they all respected him. Okay?
Right.
Now, he was no Ronald Reagan by any means, right? But he was the right guy at the time, and he would still be the right guy at the time because he did get legally elected with real votes, not fake votes, right?
All right.
Well, now it's a new landscape. So we've had Black Lives Matters that really got momentum with George Floyd, then Breonna Taylor, then Aubrey. I mean, you know, this has been a snowball down the mountain. And as we look at the landscape, I think it's a foregone conclusion, especially with Truth Social, the Donald Trump social media platform, Truth Social, from now until the midterms, gives him a lot of influence on the midterm elections, and good luck to Herschel Walker in Georgia. I hope he wins the Senate seat. And then it gives him 2.5 years before the 2024 election with his own personal social media platform, Truth Social, and his tagline is follow the truth. He'll get his 24 million followers back. I think he'll go up to 30 or 35 million followers. No one will cut him off. He'll have that platform to push. And then, no matter what your opinion is about this, the 3D chess game with the black movement that's gained a lot of recognition and momentum. He's got two men at his right and left that are very close to him. He's got Ben Carson, who ran for president, who he never went after verbally, by the way. He went after – he crushed
right.
everybody else verbally except Ben Carson and made Ben Carson part of his staff, right? He was a secretary.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was very good friends with Tim Scott. If you remember,
mm-hmm.
Tim Scott did the priority speech after the Republican convention. He gave
right.
him that spot. And Tim Scott got two things done with Donald Trump personally at the White House signed. Number one, historical black college funding for 25 years. Not the year-by-year
mm-hmm.
bullshit that even Obama did for the last 50 years, and then Obama did it. 1 year at a time, you have to make them beg. Donald Trump said, historical black colleges will not have to beg for money from me. 25 years, you're signed in. Tim Scott brought
mm-hmm.
that to his attention because Tim Scott went to a historical black college in South Carolina.
Right, right.
And then Tim Scott brought to Donald Trump, look, why don't we help black-owned companies in the cities across the nation, in cities, get funded and get self-sufficient and be successful. And Donald Trump turned to Tim Scott and he said, you got it. You talk to the other senators, get it passed, I'm signing this one. And it was a no-brainer, right? Now,
right.
no matter what you think of those moves, okay, I believe they were the right moves to make. Number one, the right moves to make. Number two, if you're looking at a 2024 election and you had a man who was half white, half black, Osama Obama, right? You
right.
have a black vice president female who's not black. She's actually Jamaican and Indian.
That's right. She's it's Kamala Harris.
She's not African American. Not whatsoever.
Right.
Now her mother birthed her here because she came here pregnant with her, but she's not of African American descent. She can't push her history back to American slaves. Obama
mm-hmm.
could not put his history back to American slaves. But guess what Tim Scott can do? Tim Scott's family were actual slaves in South Carolina. Okay, and
mm-hmm.
he's from a black man and a black woman whose both families go their heritage back to slavery in America. And he's a smart guy, and he can play politics in Washington as a senator successfully to get both of those signed, agreed to by Senate and House, and signed by the president.
I get you. It's just that I see a lot of virtue signaling on that methodology, though. You see what I mean?
Well, yeah, because now, you know, who's going to point the finger at Donald Trump if he chooses Tim Scott as his vice president and say, you don't like black people? What? Tim Scott will be like, what
right.
are you talking about? All right, number one.
True.
Number two,
right.
you don't support black people. And Tim Scott would be like, what are you talking about? And
mm-hmm.
he can say, I'm going to be the first African-American in the White House or behind the White House working alongside the president. Because right now you don't have one. He's Jamaican and Indian. And before you didn't have one, he was African and white American woman, non-slave, right? So
right.
that 3D chess game is going to be the only game I believe he can play. I don't mind that play. To get back into the presidency
mm-hmm.
so that situations like this in Ukraine do not happen, number one. And number two, people have good jobs again because nobody's got them. People have money in the bank because nobody's got it. And we won't pay $3, $4 a gallon of gas, which we're paying right now. We'll go back to the under $2 a gallon of gas and be a producer of gas and oil and be an exporter of it instead of an importer right now in 1 year. In 1 year, Joe Biden turned us into a net exporter of oil and gas into a gross importer of oil and gas. He shut it all down.
Yeah. And in L.A., they're paying over $6 a gallon for gas. We're paying $3.99 here in Phoenix. And, and they say that at this rate, it'll be $10 a gallon by next Christmas. Ho, 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 America. How about those presents for you next December? Crazy. Paul, great points, man. Interesting stuff. My only concern is that I get what you're saying, and we talked about this a little bit. I just don't want to see Trump pander too much to the minorities in the sense that they weren't his original base. Yeah, they supported the guy, but what Trump had in 2016 were the white working class people of America that came out by the millions to vote for him. And well, I would not take them for granted, my best advice. That's all.
No, but look, just by him appointing Tim Scott as his vice president, he can go forward to where he was in 2016 and let Tim Scott take that other flank and they can bring it all together. That's the best move, right? Now, NATO. Let's talk about NATO for a couple of minutes.
NATO. We got a few minutes here. Yes, sir.
All right. Not a lot of people really know what NATO is, so let me just describe to you exactly what happened. In 1949, the United States, France, Germany, Belgium, Portugal, Norway created NATO. It's called the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, a North Atlantic alliance, a military alliance. Article 5, the very famous article, says mutual defense clause. That was 12 countries originally in 1949, August 24th, 1949. The charter was made on April 4th, but all the members were put together August 24th. Now, it's up to 50 countries right now, and believe it or not, it's a bureaucratic council. There are 30 councils in NATO right now. It's a bureaucracy, okay? Now, Article 5 says every country must come to the aid of one country getting attacked. Now, all these younger, small little countries right now in NATO, they're consumers. Consumers of protection. They don't provide protection. They consume it, okay? And now, with Georgia and Ukraine, now remember, NATO is not supposed to recruit any countries. But why was Georgia and Ukraine so interested in becoming members in 2008? And then NATO said, they didn't say no, they didn't say yes. They said, oh, we'll put you on a path for membership. That pissed Russia off. What did Russia do? They went into Georgia, right in there, invaded them instantly, right? Now, Ukraine's a neighboring country just like Georgia. So when border neighbor countries in Russia, to Russia, apply for NATO membership, Russia attacks the bordering countries. They launch invasions, and NATO pulls the application status, essentially giving Russia veto power on NATO membership. Now, in 2002, believe it or not, folks, NATO created the NATO-Russia Council Alliance, making Russia – giving them a seat at the table in NATO, and now there's 27 committees on the NATO-Russia Council. They gave Russia the military presence in the Strait of Gibraltar between Spain and Morocco to operate the Operation Active Endeavor. Russia working inside NATO, understanding exactly what NATO wants, okay? Now, remember, Georgia and Ukraine wanted membership, and NATO pulled that membership immediately 6 months later, January 2009. NATO began talking to Russia again, informal sessions, which meant no punishment for Russia for the invasion aggression against Georgia. So Russia basically sees NATO enlarging as opposition to Russian interest. So do you blame Russia for saying, look, you're putting Georgia and Ukraine on our border? You already
they don't. And it's insane. I'm not blaming them at all. I can see where Putin is doing what he's doing. He's a dangerous cornered animal. Biden effed up the whole Ukraine thing, man. But it's amazing. Thanks for the call, buddy. What are your last words to America? We got a lot of calls tonight to go through. I want to get everybody a chance to speak on the air.
Well, I'll tell you, don't be surprised not only to see Ukraine go down, Georgia to go down, and then watch out because China's already surrounding Taiwan because they see the opening now. You got a weak U.S. You got everybody paying attention to Ukraine. Then Putin's not going to stop there. He's going to go to Georgia and link Crimea, Georgia, and Ukraine back into the Russia homeland. And already the Philippines and Vietnam gave islands up to China. They're working their way to take over Taiwan again. Don't be surprised if there is somewhat of a world war atmosphere coming up here in the next 3 to 6 months.
I agree, amigo. Gladiator, thanks for calling, Paul. From the north province of El Phoenix, Paul the Gladiator. Yeah, and there's some points there that we've talked about that on my show for years, that hotspots would be in the South China Sea. And it's gearing up, folks. What we've been talking about, it's gearing up. I say this, NATO sucks. NATO isn't anything what it used to be when I was a kid. When you brought up NATO back in the day, it meant something. They used to have teeth, you know. They used to have balls. They used to be able to fight. A lot of NATO's gone gay. A lot of NATO can't fight. A lot of NATO is afraid to fight. And back in my day, which isn't that long ago, when I was a kid, they wouldn't ever stand for this about Ukraine being attacked. It's naked aggression on Putin's part, but I can see that if NATO is so weak, and they want a vulnerable Russia, that naturally Putin is going to strike back. He's going to strike outwards, and he did. He needs Ukraine as a buffer, bottom line. And, you know, my only thing about our conversation here with Trump, I would tell Trump he's getting terrible political advice in the sense that, yes, I get it. I get it. I voted for the guy twice. I'll probably vote for him again. But just don't overly cater to minorities that did not put you in power to begin with, my friend. Any kind of program, put it that way, from the Oval Office should be for all companies in America, not just black companies, not just brown companies, yellow companies or red companies. It should be for all companies. We need, in my view, the rhinos in the party and the Republicans need to shut down the virtue signaling and just start trying to govern the nation when they get power again. Don't be like the Democrats and pander. Don't virtue signal constantly. You know what you're after. Be nice to everybody. And let's rock and roll. Have a great country and make some money. Get ahead of the game. You know, we're surrounded by enemies. We're surrounded by people who can't stand us. So we need to make sure that we nip that in the bud. Let's get to another call. Well, you're on the Von Wien Show. Is this Kat?
Hi, Von. How are you?
Hey, how's it going, Kat? How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing all right.
Glad to hear your voice.
So I should... Yeah.
So glad. And so you're up there in Canada, and how's the Trudeau tyranny treating you tonight? Are you surviving there?
Oh, yes. Actually, not a whole lot has changed with mandates. Actually, nothing's changed with mandates. So the trucker convoy did nothing, really, except for get a lot of people arrested and a lot of bank accounts frozen. Actually, I just read today that 37 trucking companies got shut down because of their involvement with the
I believe it. Trudeau loves tyranny.
Yeah. If the world is watching, this is how digital ID works. If they don't like what you're saying, if they don't like how you think, they label you as a terrorist, as a Nazi, as a white nationalist, every label you can think of. They can freeze your account, arrest you, shut down your company. The lady, actually, one of the ladies who spearheaded it, her name's Tamara Litch. So she got arrested, got denied bail, and
right.
looking like she might be serving up to 10 years in prison.
Can you believe that? I mean,
yep.
Tommy Trudeau is just out of control.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you something, a lot of it is because they took away the guns in Canada. Not you, but
yeah.
your forebears agreed to it.
Yep.
And Trudeau knows he can run over everybody and no one can do a damn thing about it.
Well, and this he actually was voted in with a minority government. So
that's right.
Imagine what would have happened if he had how much it would have escalated if he had a majority. But what they did is he collaborated with another party, which outvoted the opposition. Which is, well, they're all the same, right? They all
right.
work for the same people. It's actually the people who instigated the trucker convoy, they're all conservatives. And the leader, the Dictor guy, he ran in the Conservative Party. He says it himself. He's a Jew. He's a homosexual. He's a faggot. And he's the one who got everyone to donate to this GoFundMe, and people said, "Well, that's okay because they're getting their money back, and GoFundMe is going to go under because they're going to get dinged 15% off of blah 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 blah." And you know what? That doesn't matter. They stole $10 million, but did they have something more valuable? They have these people's information, and what they can do with it is mind blowing. So
it's diabolical.
I see what's happening in the States, that everyone's getting all excited about their own trucker convoy, but take a word of caution from your little brother to the north.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
look who's into organizing it.
That's right.
They get all excited and reactionary, but look into these people and see who they are and who's behind it.
I agree, Kat. It's great to wave the flag and go, rah, rah, team. MAGA, MAGA, you know, wear your little red hat. Get out there. I get it. But my thing is what Kat's saying, folks. Know who runs these organizations. Anything that's coming up, make sure it's not a Fed posting or some kind of a false flag to lure you in to D.C. so they can arrest another bunch of you. And throw you your ass in solitary confinement and not let you see daylight for 6 months and feed you bologna sandwiches. Oh, that just sounds so wonderful. That's what happened.
Yep. Cause
so
I agree
with you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If I can quote a wise man, he said that you're no good to your family and you're no good to your country in jail. So
that's me.
That was you.
That was me. Yes. I always said you are no use to any of us if you're in jail, arrested, or dead. Think about it. They want to take you guys off the streets, and gals and women. If you're a female patriot, same thing. They want you out of commission. And again, they want to destroy people, Kat. They want to destroy you, impoverish you, lock you up. We're going to get to Jake Vegas here in a minute. He's calling in for the strip. I see where he's on the studio board. But, they want to destroy your lives. And that is their agenda.
Yeah.
I always say sometimes they really are out to get you.
Yeah.
What are your final thoughts?
There's something more subtle going on here. When they labeled people racist Nazis, it made the trucker convoy people in Ottawa virtue signal extra hard about their brotherhood with the black people, with the Muslim people, and the quote unquote Native Americans. Well, guess what? These are the very people that are living amongst us and destroying our neighborhoods. I've seen it myself. I live in a mm-hmm. it used to be predominantly white small town. You invite third world country people into your country, it will turn into a third world country. I just had my vehicles broken into the other night. That's never happened before. And
right.
it's because these people are coming in, and we're actually becoming less and less white. And people might say, well, that's racist, but open your eyes and see, look at the demographics of the immigration and crime rates. I mean, it's astounding.
It is. It is. And Kat, one thing I want to interject in that, the left is always talking about race, right? Always.
Yep.
Black, 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 brown, 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 brown. They shove it down your throat in Canada and America. They're always, but if you're on the right wing, if you utter one word about race, they go, you're a racist. They point their little,
yeah.
their little finger in your face. How dare you, right? And so my thing is, you can't have it both ways. And so God forbid, if you're on the right wing of politics, you bring up race, you're a Nazi, you're Waffen SS, you're a racist, whatever. But the left can talk about it all day long. They can go, we need more inclusion, more diversity, more blacks, more browns, more reds, more whatever, more purple. Whatever your color, you know, and more green people from Mars, whatever, you know, North America was founded by the European settlers, period. And we've let in way too many people that do not like our countries from the third world.
Yep. I just watched a documentary that was recommended to me actually by Lincoln. It's called Farmlands, Farmland. If you type it in on YouTube, then it'll be the first thing that pops up. It says the official documentary Farmlands. And so it's about South Africa. And this documentary is 3 years old. So things have gotten much worse there. Actually, on our channel on Telegram, we have quite a few people from South Africa, and you should hear these people's testimonies, their stories. Talk to them in a voice chat and hear what they're going through. This is our future if we don't start noticing these things and waking up to it and standing up against it. This is what our children
I agree.
Face.
And
now,
they want
now that,
they want Canada and America to be South Africa. That's what they want. That's the agenda. Good points, Kat. We have to prepare and we have to
get. When you become a minority in your own country, that's what happens.
I agree. One thing I'll add to what you're saying is it's just what you're saying is in a different way. I've always noticed this, that the minute, the microsecond, if you will, when you're in a group or a neighborhood or whatever, and again, we love everybody. We want to get along with everybody. Like I always tell people, we're stuck with them. They're already here. And our governments keep bringing them in by the boatload. So I'm a pragmatist at the end of the day, a political pragmatist. I have to get along with people that, in my view, have no effing business being here, clogging up our streets, clogging up our emergency rooms, not paying taxes, clogging up our jobs, committing crimes, and everything else. But I don't want to get along with them. I'm forced to get along with them to a certain extent. But my point is this. When they get to 51% in any town or city that you live in, these third worlders, once they know in their little minds that they're the majority, all hell will break loose. You mark my words. Happens every time. The minute they are 51%, all hell will break loose. And so I told people before, get to areas of the country of your own like-minded people and do it now. Move, relocate, be in areas that are solid 75% minimum. You know, because if you're not, They're going to water you down, and within 4, 5, 6, 7 years, you're screwed.
Yep.
You know, Kat, that's how it is.
Yep. Yeah, and we're watching.
What are your final thoughts?
In front of our eyes.
We are. We're watching a bad movie unfold in front of our eyes. I agree. Kat, we'll talk some more on Telegram. Good talking to you. Appreciate talking to you last night.
Yeah.
You and Alik, and that was good.
Yeah. Always a pleasure, Vaughn.
Always a pleasure, Kat. Have a great night.
Yeah. Same to you. Good night.
Thank you very much. Awesome. That's Kat from Canada. Catwoman. Let's get to Jake Vegas from the Vegas Strip. Good old friend of the show.
How are you?
Doing great,
Likewise,
Jake.
How are you
doing, man? Good to hear your voice.
Yeah, it's good
what
to
is
talk
good,
on the eve
my
of
friend.
World War III, as we've predicted for so many years leading up to this point. Hard to believe we are finding ourselves here. So much to talk about. It's such a great call from Kat up north. Everything that's going on right now is connected. As we see the Canadian government tearing their mask off and showing their true communist face, their true authoritarian fascistic nature of the government. An excellent example up north there of why you do not, as a people, ever give up your Second Amendment rights. Because we are an armed citizenry here in the United States, you know, I remember the big argument there leading up to the 2020 election. There was a couple of politicians that came out and said, you know, look, why do you really need an AK-47 or an AR-15? Do you really think you're going to take on the American government? We could drone strike you. If you remember, I'm sure you remember that quote. It was rather shocking in the news. And it's like, yeah, you guys could drone strike us. Yeah, we don't have nuclear weapons as an average citizen. But the fact of the matter that we are armed and we have some parallel ability to the government's firepower, it keeps things polite between the two of us. Because it really does come down more than anything to us against them at the end of the day. It's supposed to be, you know, a government formed by the people, but we have to hold them to that. And the second that you lay down your arms and you give up your power, you end up with a government like what you've got in Canada that oversteps their boundary at the snap of a finger. And Trudeau comes out, you know, I know you saw all this, that he invoked these emergency powers on the predicate that there was an emergency, which there certainly was not. But the emergency is only defined by him. So if he says it's an emergency, then that's all he needs to take emergency powers. So then we just saw, I think yesterday it came out, or maybe it was the day before, that where he said that, you know, there's so much going on, it's hard to keep up. He said that he was not going to keep his emergency powers permanent, which they had threatened to do after only 5 days of having emergency powers. He says, no, we don't need it. Yeah, after he squelched the trucker rebellion, he squelched that. Then he says, no, see, I'm not a power-mad dictator. I'm relinquishing my emergency powers. Well, sure, he can relinquish them because he found out all he has to do is snap his fingers and take them back. So what's the point of relinquishing them or not? He's still got them, essentially. That's what it amounts to. And so every single American out there that, you know, if you're the farthest left weirdo out there, you ought to be looking north and seeing what the government can do to you. But, you know, I say that. I don't know if you saw this recent poll. Something like 75% of the Democrats here in the United States approved of Trudeau's handling of the trucker rebellion. These people are fascistic, pro-big government. They want to inflict their rule over you. And this is a major problem. The thesis of my thoughts tonight is that, you know, I've been hearing a lot of talk, especially from my conservative friends. They say, what we need is a peaceful divorce. You know, they want to live in peace. And I've been telling them, I say, no, you want to live and be left alone. The left doesn't want that. The left wants to rule you. So you can never, ever have peaceful divorce. There's no way. And if you think about what a peaceful divorce would look like, what are we talking about here? You go to California, you've got, you know, Silicon Valley out there. I think a lot of this leftist fanaticism, it comes out of that. You go all the way east, you go to New York, it's very deep blue, and what you've got is a high concentration of population in cities. And then you get into, you know, you can look at the electoral map and you see in the middle of America, that's where the red counties are. Well, that's the bread belt. That's the farmland. That's the people that are living away from the cities. So if you were to have a peaceful divorce and you said, you know, California can break off, be their own thing. New York can break off, be their own thing. We're just going to stay here in the heartland. We're going to do our own thing. We're going to be red to the bone. Well, the Democrats, they're not producing their own food. So they might produce technology.
That's right.
Or they might produce social media, but we'd be producing the food. And so the first thing they would do would be to launch an attack or some kind of a sanction against us to take our food, which is, you know, it goes back very, very reminiscent of what we saw with Ukraine, which obviously, you know, again, like I said, we're on the verge of World War III, it looks like. You know, Putin going into Ukraine, why were the Ukrainians so against joining Russia? I mean, you could make a lot of arguments that, you know, if Putin came out and said controversially, he said, you know, well, Ukraine has always been part of Russia. You know, he's not wrong. They had the capital of Russia in Kiev before. I mean, if you go back to the 1800s, Russia, Ukraine, was one thing. But if you go to the 1930s and you look at what happened when the Soviet Union annexed Ukraine, again, it took them over. I know you're a student of history as I am. And if you read up about, you know, the Ukraine was the bread belt of Russia.
Yes.
And what the Soviets did there, they took all of the food and they impoverished all of the people. And I don't know how deeply you've researched this. I did a deep dive on it some time ago. And I read about the horrors that happened in the Ukraine and how those people starved to death over a period of years. And
yes,
all those listeners out there, I'm telling you right now, research that stuff at your own peril, because honestly, Lars, I have got like PTSD from learning what I learned about it from my deep dive. It was so horrific. It is the most horrific thing I have ever read in history. And I'm a huge student of history. I love history. I study history all the time. It's one of my biggest hobbies. And that the stories that I dug up out of there, they were so bad that the West, America, and England sent reporters into the Ukraine to find out about these stories that were leaking out about how horrible it was and the evils of the Soviets. And, of course, the reporters were left-wing idiots, just like we've got today. They went in to say, no, socialism works. You know, we're going to go in here and see it. And what I found out was that the stories that these reporters found were so horrific, so nightmarish to the bone, that they chose not to publish the stories they wrote. They felt like it was so horrific, they couldn't publish it. It's the most atrocious, the saddest, nightmare-inducing stories of cannibalism that I have ever read in my life. It affected me so horribly. It literally makes me sick to think about it. I won't even talk about the deep stories that I read. It's too horrific.
You're right. Yeah, you're right, Jake. These were a demonic, satanic people under Stalin, and Stalin was a communist, and he sent in his, I know it very well, it's the Holodomor, where they killed millions of Christian Ukrainians, and they made sure they were Christians was the key thing. And people say, I can't believe you're invoking religion in this. And well, look, religion and race and are intertwined all throughout history, man, and politics. And I know Jake and I have talked about that before on the Vegas Strip. The NKVD, to be blunt, were Jewish. They were all the secret police of Stalin. And I'll just call, I speak truth to power on my show. We're not going to candy coat it. It was a religious kind of a war where they went in there and they starved millions of people to death. And you're right, it was so bad, they resorted to cannibalism. Mothers ate their children when they died, boiled them in kettles. That's as far as I'll go. Yeah, use your imagination how bad it was, folks. It was that bad.
I'll tell you.
And that's
this,
the truth.
A little-known historical fact, in the train stations and on the buildings, they had put up billboards and flyers of propaganda around the Ukraine that read, "Remember, it is wrong to eat your children." They had to have a propaganda campaign because the people were eating their children from lack of food. The children would basically starve. The family knew the kid was going to die, and they would do what they had to do to gain sustenance. It's absolutely horrific. And so, you know, people need to understand why the Ukraine is fighting back, why Russia wants the Ukraine. You know, they are home to the warm water port for Russia. They are the bread belt of that part of the world. And beyond that, the United States has been trying to get Ukraine to clean up their act, to clean up the corruption that has kind of taken over since the late 90s, early 2000s, when they kind of, you know, the government fell apart and they kind of reformed it, because we want them to join NATO. And we haven't been able to get them to join NATO because of the corruption. Well, Vladimir Putin's sitting there going, I don't want a NATO nation right there on my border. And he had said, we kind of need that buffer. And so that's an interesting thing, because the United States said that they needed a buffer. Putin said they needed a buffer. Now all of a sudden that interest in having that buffer is gone. And it's my opinion that Biden desperately wants this war, mainly because he wants a distraction from the COVID lockdowns. He knows that that's coming to an end. We're finding out that the CDC was hiding information because the numbers on COVID were bunk. They didn't want people to – they wanted people to take the COVID lockdown regulations seriously, and they felt like if they found out the truth about the COVID lockdowns, that they wouldn't take it seriously. So that's pretty interesting. That whole narrative is falling apart right at a time that we're seeing Russia come in and attack Ukraine. Now, an interesting side note about this is I have to say this. You know, the Democrats told us for 4 years that Trump was Vladimir Putin's lapdog and he was a Russian asset.
Right.
If that were true, why didn't Putin crane during the Trump years?
That's right. Ridiculous. He didn't, did he?
You know,
it is. Yeah, the whole Russian collusion thing is all a bunch of media BS. It's all propaganda.
Yeah, of course. I've noticed that all my Democrat friends on social media have been pretty silent about that. But, you know, now he's going into the Ukraine. I think Biden's loving it. And, you know, one of the things that really worries me is that, you know, the people that are running our country are the people who hate our country. They have told us over and over again that our origins are racist, that America doesn't have the right to exist, that our empire is evil. And now here we're facing a real threat, an existential threat. And we've got the worst possible leadership that I don't really think cares if we win or not, if we come out on top or not. Now, Biden, credit to his stupidity, comes out and says publicly, we're considering a cyber attack as a possible counteraction to Putin's incursions. Well, if he's going to advertise that he could do a cyber attack on Russia, then what's to stop a rogue agency, some kind of terrorist agency, for saying, hey, this is the perfect time to launch a cyber attack on Russia? They'll blame the United States.
Exactly.
I mean, if there was a cyber attack tomorrow and they blew up some pipelines or busted some dams, which is what you can – I don't know. A lot of people don't understand what a cyber attack can really do. We had potentially, I don't know if you remember, there was suspicion that there was a cyber attack here in the United States on that pipeline.
That's right.
East. You remember that?
That's right. And that was a cyber attack. That was one. It can affect your utilities, the water companies. It can bust your infrastructure. It's not just about your internet, folks, losing the – that's just one part of it. Jake's right. It can really attack the infrastructure of the nation and do damage. And, yeah, Russia would suspect us. And, Biden's playing with fire, Jake, nuclear fire.
Oh, yeah.
And he better be really careful, because Putin is a man that means business.
Absolutely.
I know. And that's why I've told folks for 7 years that because we have such terrible leadership in both parties, because we are the equal opportunity offender, to get prepared for any, and I mean any eventuality. Do what you can, get what you need, get your gear, get whatever you need now, because in a year from now, if you fast forward in time in our time machine from the Von Wien Show, Jake, and you and I look back, on this time. I wonder what carnage we're going to see in our rearview mirror. Hopefully none, but don't say it can't happen, folks. It can happen. God forbid.
Honestly, I don't see how the country survives going forward. We are too ripped apart. I know we have limited time. One thing I wanted to point out super quick, I noticed that just the other day, Putin came out of nowhere before the invasion. This was last week. He came out of nowhere and announced that he loves Bitcoin and he wants Russia to be the world's leader in cryptocurrency. Now, all of a sudden, Biden comes out and says, well, we're, you know, as part of our sanctions against Russia, we're considering kicking him off the SWIFT pay process,
right,
which is a pay process that people need to look that up. But it's basically like a Visa plan for giant purchases. It's used for the world oil trade. And our dollar,
for countries,
our American dollar,
right,
yes, for countries.
It's your country's credit card, basically. Your
That's
country's
exactly
Visa
right.
card.
That's
what
exactly
it is. You
right.
can charge away as long as you pay.
So
that's so true.
To basically cancel Russia from this process, which is a huge player in the global oil market. So if they
right.
were to cancel him off of that, it tells me that Putin already looked at that and said, well, you go ahead and cancel me off that. I'm going to switch to Bitcoin. What happens to the value of the American dollar, which is the petrodollar, if tomorrow Putin goes, you know what, we're doing business with the American dollar anymore. We're not even going to use Swiss pay. We're just going to Bitcoin. Your Bitcoin is going to be worth $1 million or maybe $5 million a piece, and your American dollar is not going to be worth jack doo-da. And, you know, China
right.
has already said that they're going to back Russia. They're going to help Russia. China is trying to develop a digital yuan. And they want that digital yuan to be the petrodollar. This is very serious for the United States.
I know.
We're facing an era of extreme inflation, runaway inflation, maybe like what we saw in the Weimar Republic. Folks, don't think that stuff can't happen here. It can. Your American dollar, all country currencies throughout history have eventually gone to zero, all of them.
That's
so,
right.
I hope you guys are owning some gold, and I hope you guys invested in some Bitcoin. I know Bitcoin took a tumble. This is really interesting. I'm investing in Bitcoin. As you know, I watched Bitcoin drop down to mid-30s, you know, where it was normally
mm-hmm.
hovering closer to like the mid-40s. Everybody on the cryptocurrency
right.
forums are freaking out. I wasn't freaking out. Now I look on there today, only after one day of an invasion in the Ukraine, Bitcoin's back up. It's coming closer to 40,000. Now, I'm not saying it's going to keep going. I'm not really
right.
worried in the short term on the value of Bitcoin. If it drops, I buy more. If it goes up, I just hold. I'm not selling it.
That's right.
But because, folks, even if they switch over to something like the digital yuan or the digital ruble, that's going to be a cryptocurrency that no one's going to want to hold, which means that they're going to be using that cryptocurrency to trade for Bitcoin. And let me tell you,
that's right.
You know, people might be saying, well, Bitcoin's too slow for that. They're developing the Lightning Network, which is already being used. And that Lightning Network, what it does is it bundles small Bitcoin transactions, and it makes everything move way faster. One of the other components of that is that it makes it almost impossible to track which purchases or transactions are going where. Right now, you know, they're saying that the government is tracking your Bitcoin. They do it by they have bots that watch what's going on in the blockchain, and so they can kind of trace what's going to what wallet. But once you go onto the Lightning Network, that ability goes away. So I
That's
noticed
right.
that, you know, Trudeau was trying to confiscate Bitcoin. He was trying to stop the people from trading to, you know, they were people that were sending donations to the truckers up there. He failed in that. They did not successfully do that. And I stopped down the centralized people like GoFundMe and GiveSendGo.
Mm-hmm.
They were able to mess with that. But for people who were doing transactions on their own digital wallets, Trudeau's efforts to clamp down on that fell flat on his face. They can't do that.
That's right.
And so they've got to be freaking
Amazing.
Out over this. Yeah.
You know it.
So,
Jake, thanks a lot for the call. You're calling from the Las Vegas Strip, folks. Fantastic call from Jake Vegas. We love you, man.
Love you too, buddy. Stay safe out there.
You know it. Words of Wisdom by Jake Vegas. Great call. A lot of intel. This show is packed with intel and great callers. You know, I mean, look, Jake and I have talked about this before. Biden is playing with nuclear fire. And if you think he's not, if you think Ukraine's a joke, well, then maybe you're the joke, because this is real. And it's not CGI and it's not a movie. It's reality on the ground. Talk to people in the Ukraine. All the video came out of there. And it's just begun. We hope peace prevails. We know our enemies always seek war. I've told you that time and time again. We'll have a little brief intermission here, and we'll get to Brett the Surfer next in our overtime segment of the show. Don't go anywhere. Friend. Going once.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes. I hear you now.
Hey, Vaughn. How are you, man? Great tune. Love that tune. But,
well, I got to mix it up once in a while. I thought I'd give you a little Iron Butterfly intro, man. So what are your thoughts about the Ukraine tonight? As might be Russia attacks Ukraine.
Very surreal, man, waking up and seeing that and thinking of the lives that'll be lost with that, you know. But
sad but true.
Yeah, it's people in
war
subways, hiding in subways, you know. Yeah.
World War II style, you know.
Yeah, yeah. It's
is someone calling
like
you?
When the pandemic hit. Yeah.
Was that your phone? Was that Putin calling you?
No.
Okay.
It could be.
Just checking.
But, yeah, I don't think we have any precedent. Just like before the pandemic, you know, we'd never been through something not since the Spanish flu. And with this, we got to go back to World War II, which most of us weren't really around. But, man, it's just...
Hold that thought. What we're going to see tomorrow, Brett, I want to get your opinion on it. We're going to see tonight, supposedly, there's 18 airplanes leaving Russia with paratroopers. They're going to paratroop into Kiev, the capital of Ukraine, take it over tonight. They'll wake up in the morning to gunfire. All the government buildings will have Russian paratrooping elite forces surrounding them with machine guns. And then the land invasion begins tomorrow with the Russian Ministry of Defense. What if you were in the streets of Kiev, what would you do, man? What would you do?
Well, I would have gotten out of there. Like,
would you surf out of there or duck and cover?
You know, I would. I would. It's going to be hard, unfortunately. You know, you might have to. You might have to grab that surfboard and maybe go that route.
Right.
But it's going to be very difficult for people to get out. You know, when you wait till the last minute, it's like you're in denial. You know, and if you're it's just, I think a lot of people were. They're just not believing that this will actually happen. But, you know, it's a scary time. And I think it's, you just have to realize that war is hell and what the fallout's going to be, you know. And the scary thing is Putin threatening to nuke, you know, the West, you know, if there's any. And that's just, it's I don't know.
Just to interject here. Putin said, Brett, that if we attack him or his forces directly or indirectly, then Americans will feel pain like they've never felt before. Pretty ominous words.
Yeah.
Huh?
Pretty scary, man.
And
it's
scary.
Nuke,
and if you're
you know.
In Ukraine. Isn't it like, Brett, isn't it like that movie Red Dawn America?
Yeah, yeah. And
you know, the Russians parachute in, man.
And you know, it is just, it's a scary thought, man. But I remember years ago, and I'm sure you remember this. Remember when the Chinese were doing exercises in San Diego? They were coming up on the beach. This was about 5 years ago, wasn't it? Four years ago?
Yep.
5 years ago, probably.
Under Obama.
Wasn't that? And I mean, I just had this, what, you know, you think China, you know, with their planes circling Taiwan, wouldn't that be something? I mean, I don't know. And there's another part that wonders, is this thing, was it, you know, totally planned out, you know? But the government that right now, it's... You know.
Mm-hmm. Remember the movie Brett, Wag the Dog?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That movie Wag the Dog, where they made up a war and they had Hollywood special effects or Tropic Thunder, but this is a Wag the Dog tale, I think, with the Ukraine, if it is on that trajectory. You know, I think it's a real deal. This is definitely a area of the world that Putin wants. For a Mother Russia, while they're drinking vodka shots in the Kremlin, they want it back, and they want it under their thumb. You know, can't say
it's
I blame the guy. To be honest, I don't blame him.
Yeah,
I get Putin. He needs a buffer for Russia. Russians don't forget that they lost about 30 to 40 million peasants and soldiers in World War II. You know, the bloodlust of the German Wehrmacht and SS into Operation Barbarossa. Hitler wasn't messing around. He always said, we're going to kick in the door of Russia. We're going to take it over. I would have advised him to go straight to Moscow because Stalin was shaking in his boots.
Mm-hmm.
They could have surrounded the Kremlin, taken him prisoner, and it would have been over. But history is always different. But,
I wonder if the
Russians remember World War II. They haven't forgotten it. Go ahead, ma'am.
That's true. And like you were saying earlier, if Trump was in there, we would have taken care of business earlier and let them know, you know, look, we're going to – like you were saying earlier in the show, you know, to take him out earlier might have been the best bet, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is, you know, Red Dawn is going to happen tomorrow in the Ukraine. So if you're in the Ukraine listening to this, or if you're a KGB agent, we've already got your number. We know you're going to parachute in. My intel is very good. Comes from military sources. So, you know, Biden Brett's going to send over 7,000 more American troops to sit there.
Yeah.
And eat ice cream and watch the show. and NATO will do nothing. I'd always people tell me, NATO's so strong, they're going to do this, they're going to do that. I go, no. I appreciate the sentiment, but this is not your dad's NATO. This is now gay NATO. You know, it's the NATO of the transgender world, the trainee world, the Obama world, the Biden world, the Democrat world, the EU world, Klaus Schwab world. These NATO guys, there are some warriors in there for sure, but it's nothing what it used to be. And they don't want to fight anymore.
Yeah.
They want to hang out in those European capitals and sip espresso and eat Austrian, you know, chocolates. Eat brie cheese in France.
Yeah.
They're not going to do anything. And Putin Brett will go for the Baltic states, and they aren't going to do a damn thing. Mark my words. Oh, they'll talk a big game. But are they going to go toe-to-toe with the Soviet bear? I highly doubt it, my friend.
I don't think a lot of these small countries, but the U.S., we have a responsibility under those treaties that if NATO countries are, if Sweden, if they go in there, we have to go in with American troops, and that's where, I guess the parallel is for like a world war, you know, like World War II. So, that's kind of a scary thing. I think that could happen. I don't know how far is Putin going to go. You know, is he just going to take NATO? Is China actually going to take Taiwan? You know, are they going to feel emboldened? You know,
it might.
I don't know. You know, so it's.
I know. It's scary. What if Russian paratroopers land in your front lawn tomorrow? What are you going to do, Brett?
Well,
you have guns over there.
You know
ready?
Me. Yeah, I got the guns. I'd have to debate. Well, am I going to stay in my compound or am I going to make a trek? You know, down to maybe go way, way down.
Right.
Costa Rica, maybe even as far as Chile. But and you know what? We might have to if a major city was nuked or something like that. If something happened,
God forbid it could happen.
Something is, but if that did,
let's hope not.
Probably would be. You might be forced to head that way.
Putin right now is the warlord of Russia. He's on a war footing. He's on a war path. Biden is not. We have, at the most crucial moment, America has the worst president, the most terrible Congress, the most terrible leaders ever in America's history. That's why I've always told you guys, Trump's not coming to save you. The Rhino Republican Party or the Marxist Democrat Party are not coming to save you. We're on our own. You're on your own. So you better get prepared because no one's coming to save you. Nobody. Is it implausible that Putin, Brett, would nuke an American city, just one, to show Biden his power, to say back off if NATO strikes? I can see Putin doing that. He doesn't care about life or death. He's KGB colonel.
No.
He lost his soul a long time ago. Now, I talk about Putin, many people in Russia sing his praises because he's a nationalist for Russia. You got to get this. He's for a bigger Soviet Union. Bigger. He wants to revitalize that. So he's a nationalist for his country. He's not messing around. He's not playing games. It's a dicey world, Brett.
Yeah. And
dangerous out there.
He stated that. I mean, it's before Kennedy was assassinated, I think he had said, that how close or I think he had said that it was a very scary situation, with the Bay of Pigs, and.
Right.
I don't, and I think we're in scarier times right now. And, wow, It's you know, I think we you know, you need to have faith, and also you know it'd be a good time to pray, you know, but you've got to be prepared as well, you know. So
that's right. Thank you, Brett.
But,
prepare, folks.
Yeah, brother.
Take Brett's words to the bank, and Brett's gonna be surfing the Black Sea next to the Soviet destroyers and cruisers.
Sure will.
We will talk next week about the carnage.
All right, man. Keep the
faith. All right, buddy.
Man.
Have a good
all
night,
right,
man.
Brother.
Surf those waves, brother.
Thanks,
all right. Thanks, Brett.
I will, man.
Good night. Very cool. Well, I want to get to a few more calls in our overtime segment. We'll get Lincoln on, and we'll hopefully have time for our tech wizard to close out the show a little bit. We've got some time left. Before Lincoln comes on, the sounds of World War II are all around us. They say that tomorrow or the next day, Kiev and parts of Ukraine will be bombed World War II style. We pray for the people in Ukraine. They're over there. They cannot leave the country. They're boxed in by Soviet divisions. Their airports have been bombed. It's a very terrible, terrible situation. It's World War II all over again.
Tonight.
Wow, man, we're in the war room, we're in the situation room, watching all this unfold. Pretty incredible news, you know, on all fronts.
Yeah,
good talking to you last night, and you and Kat on Telegram as well. It was interesting.
Yeah, come
very,
in
very
more
fun.
Often, man. It's always fun.
I need to.
Come in more often.
I appreciate the invite. Yeah, I need to. You know, it's just these days, they all tie in together, man. They're fast.
No, I understand. I mean, sometimes it's a much bigger chat. It was kind of late and unexpected, just kind of out of the blue. So it was just us. But usually there's, several others that will be in there as well.
Yeah, I'm glad it was just us, actually. A lot of people, I did read an article that there were groups trying to infiltrate Telegram, which we talked about. So be on the lookout, my friend.
Oh, that's good.
They're trying to get in there and dox people and record conversations and everything else.
Yeah, they've been doing
that. Yeah, I read that on Zero Hedge or Yahoo News. Mm-hmm.
But
go ahead,
yeah,
man.
I'm careful with all that. Especially like in the voice chats and whatnot. If there's someone that is suspect, then I kind of vet them and grill them, and if I'm not comfortable, then they get bounced.
good. Excellente. So what are your thoughts
on Ukraine,
some of the calls in Ukraine tonight?
As far as the Ukraine thing, man, like, honestly, I don't blame Putin for doing what he did, and I'll say it because of this. You know, he wants a buffer zone between him and his enemies. I don't blame the guy for that. You know, would we allow, as Americans, how would we feel about China setting up shop across the border in Mexico. We would never allow that shit if Mexico started working with China and was like, oh, yeah, come on in and set up shop here. Bring all your military here and set up shop.
That's right.
We wouldn't allow that shit. Why do we expect Putin to allow NATO to set up right on his doorstep? We wouldn't allow China to do that to us or Russia to do that to us, but we're going to force that shit on him. Of course he's going to lash out.
Sure. As he should.
I mean, what,
as he did.
I mean, what would we think if, you know, if China, if everyone focuses on China being our biggest enemy, I don't think they're even our biggest enemy. Well, you know who I think is our biggest enemy. But we,
right.
we wouldn't allow China to set up shop in Tijuana. But we expect Putin
that
to allow...
That was wild. Chinese in Tijuana, who knew? Could happen,
I mean,
though. You never know.
Cool.
Well, see, they're already in Mexico now. The Chinese army is in Canada and Mexico.
I think that we created that whole situation. I think it happened mm-hmm. under political parties, Republicans and Democrats, these fags like Lindsey Graham and all that. You know what? And guess what? You know, I know a lot of your people don't like this when I talk about it, but, you know, Trump was another one that was, you know, ramping up the whole getting Ukraine involved with NATO and bring him into NATO, and he certainly wasn't against it. He was one of the proponents of that. You know, in his mind, it's, you know, standing up to Putin, I guess, but I just thought that was a bad move. Ukraine never really expressed any desire to join NATO. NATO doesn't really gain anything from having Ukraine in it. So, yeah, I don't – to me, the whole thing is just gay and stupid, and I don't blame Putin for doing what he did. We would do the same thing that he did if our enemy was setting up shop next door.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, well, it's just really sad that all the carnage of all the women and children, pets, livestock, the carnage to the country, all the billions in buildings that have to be rebuilt, people crushed by concrete. Folks, when those buildings go down, there's people in those buildings. What a hell of a way to go. That's what I think. But I get on a world stage exactly what you're saying, Lincoln. NATO and Biden are partly to blame for this fiasco. And I always say, you know, desperate people do desperate things. Putin is a dangerous man. You push a dangerous animal in a corner, don't be surprised when they strike back at you. Don't be surprised.
Really, that's,
don't come crying to me in my show.
Seen,
we talked many, many times. Go ahead.
I saw where, you know, these disgusting people like John Bolton, who Trump appointed, by the way, is an absolute, probably the biggest war hawk that, you know, you can't ask for a bigger war hawk than like a John Bolton type, who Trump appointed and was part of Trump's cabinet.
Yes.
You know, he's been trying to force this whole thing for a long time. You know, everyone's scared to talk about that. They want to bitch about Biden, you know, and fuck Biden. Obviously, everyone knows Biden sucks and is worse, you know, but, you know, John Bolton was really pushing that shit really hard. You know, some of these, you know, senators, Lindsey Grahams and your Rubio types and people like that, John Thunes. I mean, they've been pushing that thing a lot. You know, it's, you know, we can sit and bitch about Democrats all day, which, yeah, they deserve it. But, you know, why
right.
do these other people just get a pass?
Right. I know. John Bolton loves war, biggest warmonger out there. The guys never fought in the war. Isn't it funny? The guys never fought in the war, never volunteered for the army or the military, are the biggest war hawks when they get inside the Oval Office. That's really when they want to act tough and macho. When no bullets are ever flying at them, that's when they act like Mr. Tough Guy. And that's wrong because, you know, their kids don't come back in body bags. They want your kids to come back in body bags. You know, to the elites,
right.
We're just cattle cannon fodder to be used for the next war, the war of their choosing. By the way, like I mentioned in my monologue, all this media coverage, intense media scrutiny, and rightfully so, don't get me wrong, about Putin's invasion and attack on Ukraine. Why couldn't we have the same scrutiny and media coverage at our southern border with Mexico? We're still tens of thousands of people are pouring over our border. The media never cares about that. It's because they
because
all know
they're
Democrats. Right. Both parties love it. Exactly. Democrats want the brown and black votes. That's right. And the Rhino Republicans get that cheap corporate labor to fatten their corporate coffers. And in the meantime, we're in our
tree
and we're totally screwed. Go ahead, ma'am.
Well, no, I'm sorry. We have a little bit of a delay, man. I don't mean to cut you off. Like, we have a bit of a delay.
We do.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. It's never going to be cut off because they both win. The Republicans get what they
That's
want.
That's right.
Cheap corporate labor. Democrats get what they want, which is, the non-white votes. And, they both get, and then they both mutually share, in my opinion, something they have in common, which is how they both get to delve down the absolute virtue signaling path as far as how they don't see color.
Right. Yes, yeah, sad but true. And in the meantime, we're sending troops and material and American treasure to Ukraine. And it's just sickening. Lincoln, thanks for the call, brother. Hell for victory. We will talk again soon, my friend.
Yeah, hello to you, brother. Have a good night.
Thank you, buddy. Good night. We'll talk again on Telegram here soon. We are really, really short on time. I hate to do this to our tech wizard, but we got a couple of minutes left for Irish Pirate to say a few words of wisdom. And Irish, on our next show, I'll give you front and center stage a lot sooner in the show. Just been a plethora of phone as usual. And we got a couple of minutes here. We are, our backs are against the wall clockwise. So give us a little rendition of Ukraine and we got to end the show. But next week,
2 minutes.
I want you ready. Yeah. Next week, I want you ready to come out of the starting gate with a Ukrainian rant. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. Well, if I get 2 minutes, I'll actually say something that I think others would consider top secret. But this is what I know. Actually, I did battle with the Russians myself, if you will, in the way that I did it in the intelligence field. And I can tell you that when I recognized individuals within Russia's fighting units, when they would take the Khan, if you will, they would make a symbol of the cross with what they were using to communicate. And I realized at that moment that we might be fighting a war on opposite sides, but technically we were still brothers at war. And yes. I will not forget that. I'm sure the military knew that, but it never came up in a report or anything. And so it was just me noticing that at the time. And it's become more important to me as I've gotten older to recognize that the people that I were fighting probably just as much didn't want to be there and had better things to do. And I can give them that slack now. I know enough about life. I'm close enough to my God. I am a father. All these things happen later. And so, yeah, I get it. Nobody wants to be the one to do the fighting. And yes, Putin is an ace when it comes to knowing how to do it, when to do it, why to do it. But the real question is, should he be doing it? And that's where we don't trust him as far as we can throw him. Yes, he went through the Young World Leaders class, whatever that thing is. And everybody comes out of there messed up in the head. And so, sure, maybe he doesn't agree with everything he was taught, but there are a scant few that aren't trying to infiltrate some government somewhere. He just happened to have one practically already ready already. So that's okay for him. But the problem is now that he's got it, we don't know what his motives are. And that's sad. I mean, yes, he claims he's more Christian than he used to be, and he's inviting more families and everything to support him because he does need the support. But in the end, I still think he'd turn his back on all of us just as fast as Ukraine has turned the back on him. Or because Ukraine right now is just nothing more than effectively a bunch of globalists took the thing over after they had a real election and elected somebody else. That's usually when all the cronies get in there. And so the same thing happened here. Same thing happened here. Even when somebody gets elected here, it seems like everybody we don't want becomes working for them. And that's been that way for quite some time. And there's not much we can do about it unless we can identify them and out them before they get these commissions, before they get these opportunities to do the worst to us that they can. And so, it doesn't matter what jersey they're wearing anymore. They're still players. And I'm for the players that understand what they're doing it for. Yeah, and obviously, I mean, they're good cops and bad cops. But I will say this, in Canada, if they're a cop and they're covering the badge and they're covering the number, that's because they're not cops. They'd be proud to wear their
badge. That's right.
Beating you up. Yeah, bad cop at least.
The New World Order Army. Iris, thanks for the call, man. We'll get you on next week for more time. I appreciate you, man. Irish Pirate, folks. Good call there. Look, folks, the New World Order globalists, as Irish and I were talking, have, after subjugating Australia, have now turned their attention on the disarmed population of the next Western country in their sights, that of Canada. They're also very active in Ukraine. Justin Trudeau has exposed not only his own dictatorial and tyrannical style of leadership, he has also exposed the facade of civil liberties of all Western democracies. Trudeau and his government goons have the likely reaction of Western national leaders to the newfound spirit, populism, and defiance against tyrannical mandates of any type. Well, we thank you for being here tonight, folks. We're in major overtime. We'll give more time to our great callers on next week's show. And don't forget, next Tuesday coming up, this Tuesday, is the Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy. It's our favorite show of the month, first Tuesday. Have a great night. God bless you all. As the Soviets march into Ukraine, we will be watching. We will be reporting from the front lines.